I mean, you never say you're done, but, you know, I really like the group that we have here, and, you know, we've done a lot this offseason, and, you know, we'll see. If there's ever an opportunity to improve the team, you know, we'll think about it and talk about it, but, you know, we feel good about the team, Pat.
Omar Khan on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday. It was a cast of characters walking on and off the set. Did they make space for Mark Caboli? I didn't see any clips of Caboli going on with McAfee.
Yeah, he was talking about how he wipes his butt whenever he has swamp ass, and he just throws the toilet paper in the garbage.
What?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's terrible, yeah. Pat was like, yeah, that's terrible. That's nasty. He's like, yeah, whenever I, you know, I just grab a piece of paper, toilet paper, and just
wipe myself
and throw it in the garbage can.
Wow. Whoa. Wasn't expecting that.
No, I didn't think he made an appearance, and it turns out I've never been more wrong about anything in my entire life.
He made more than an appearance.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a bidet.
Did you?
We did.
Oh, I need to get one of those.
For my wife's birthday, we have yet to install. This is actually over a month ago, but it's going to take some time to install. I am not capable of doing that by myself.
Isn't it pretty easy? Doesn't it just clip on?
I'm sure it's easy, but there's some
can we
pipe,
move on,
there's
please?
Some pipe situation going on there, and I'm not, I can't handle
and
that.
And
all I'm
we
saying
talk some
is,
damn football, please.
Caboli, if it's that bad, go back to your place and take a shower. Go back out and restart your day.
Yeah.
Get him some dude wipes.
So I didn't know that.
I think he does use those.
He does use the dude wipes. Yeah.
Which, you know, he's going to text in at some point here, probably.
He is.
Well, it's all over the internet. He can't be mad at us for bringing it up.
Dude Wipes, the sponsor of the Cleveland Browns' new all-brown uniforms. And that's not a joke. That's just real, and the jokes write themselves there. All right, so Caboli did make an appearance at the Pat McAfee Show. That was obviously Omar Khan. So they had this cavalcade of stars. Tomlin came out like a rock star. He's pumping his fist. And while Steelers fans hate Tomlin on social media and our text line and the phone lines, that guy got the biggest pop out of anybody. And he's firing up the crowd. And then McAfee, and you know I love McAfee, they shoehorned Pittsburgh Dad in there. And that's when I was like, I'm off. I can't.
They brought him on?
They brought him on, which always cracks me up. Like, when McAfee did his show from Morgantown when they hired Rich Rodriguez, how many people in the country gave a rat's ass? Like, 1.8 million West Virginians. That's about it. The entire show dedicated to that. Yesterday, okay, all these guys, Steelers, they're a big draw. AFC North teams, AFC teams. Yeah, you want to hear what's going on with the Steelers. Pittsburgh Dad walks in there. That's for one fan base only. That's Steelers fan.
Why does Pittsburgh Dad get so much hate? It's just a character.
I do not dislike Pittsburgh Dad. I think he's very funny. I think it's a great bit. He found a way to make, I'm guessing, lots of money off of this character, and he still puts out content today. This has nothing to do with my dislike or anything for Pittsburgh Dad. I just don't think
people
outside of Pittsburgh people can appreciate it.
Hmm.
People don't know.
Now they do.
And I didn't know that Caboli wipes his butt and then throws the toilet paper
That's
in the trash
sick.
Can.
Yeah, that... Mm.
Sick.
There are better solutions there, and one of them, seriously, is just living with it. Just dealing with it.
Especially when it's just going to come...
Right back.
When it's 93 degrees outside in Latrobe on the St. Vincent Field, like, and you're watching practice, it ain't going anywhere.
No.
Like, you might as well just put some down there and leave it.
Do you think he went on there knowing he was going to say that? I don't know the context of this at all, but do you think Caboli was like, how can I make myself a big star? I can talk about Project Jones. I
was thinking that too. I'm not lying. I was thinking that. I was like, Caboli thinks he's a character on that show, so he played up the character.
I think he does it.
With the sandwich and the cargo pants, things of that nature.
Is that real too?
I don't think so, I think he plays it up.
Like a bologna sandwich just sitting third pocket cargo shorts?
You're both saying he's not genuine then.
I do think he's genuine.
He's genuine. That's him.
Yeah, but I do agree.
He should start putting the towel outside of the back of his pants like a center.
Yes.
Instead of it being a small towel, it'll be a full bath towel that goes the whole way down the backside.
Yes.
He'd be better off wearing swim trunks to practice.
He would. He could take a little kiddie pool out there with him and sit in it.
Myron Cope used to bring a lawn chair and smoke cigarettes, and no one told him not to because it was Myron Cope.
Boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little towel coming out the... Rear end.
Ooh.
Got to be able to.
Ooh.
God.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Last thing on this. When Caboli played, was he a center? Was he offensive lineman?
I don't know.
Can you imagine being a center, line up under him, whenever you hear that kind of descriptor coming out of his mouth?
I mean, it wouldn't be he wouldn't be the only one like that. Rob Hauser used to, I mean, yeah, it was drenched. He literally had to like pull the towel underneath and make sure that it was underneath where your hands were going. You know, I wish I played in the air with shotguns more prevalent. Now that you think about it.
Yeah, sure.
This is funny because obviously I've been helping coach my son's youth team, and my son Jace is trying to play quarterback this year, and he's never put his hands underneath the center, you know, and now they're trying to teach him how to do it, and he's like, I'm not going under there. Like, he's kind of like ducking down, like looking sideways.
No.
Like, I'm like, you guys nowadays, like, you guys don't really have to do this. You're used to shotgun, but this is old school right here. And he's like, I really have to put my hands underneath his butt? Like, it's funny to see like a 10-year-old actually try to conceptualize what's going on.
He knows what's down there.
Youth football is under center, and then it's the NFL, and that's really it. Yep. Outside of like Navy and Army.
Right.
I mean, like, no one else is under center. The other thing that's a great bit right now is Gruden on the clapping.
Yes.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Good.
Did they get rid of the clap?
No, everyone's clapping.
Everybody claps.
That's all they do. Like,
I thought that this
no
year
hard count.
It was done.
No, it's...
We still got the clap? I love
the
clap.
Well, you know who used to clap? It was Geno. It started with Geno Smith was a big...
Ohio State's always been big on the exaggerated clap, too.
I don't know how they can hear that.
You know, I'm a purist. Like, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Texters, they don't care as much about the pirate trades as they do about Caboli's crack and people saying, you ever heard of Gold Bond? I think that's a great suggestion. A little Gold Bond with some swimming trunks. People also texting in saying that bidets are super easy to install.
Yeah, they are.
No, these people haven't met me. Like, they might be easy to install for the average person. I had a buddy who was a plumber text me and say he could do it for me.
That makes sense that a plumber would be able to put that together for you.
If it's free, I'm in. All right, so way back when at the beginning of this segment, Omar Khan said this.
I mean, you never say you're done, but, you know, I really like the group that we have here, and, you know, we've done a lot this offseason, and, you know, we'll see. If there's ever an opportunity to improve the team, you know, we'll think about it and talk about it, but, you know, we feel good about the team, Pat.
So NFL.com put a story out there, bunch of free agents still available, the best fits for each of the remaining, like, big-name free agents, and NFL.com linked Keenan Allen to the Steelers. They have $27 million-ish in cap space. Now, Keenan Allen said he wants to play on the West Coast, but, hey, so did DK Metcalf. And
Jalen Ramsey, too.
His butt's here. Yep, same with Jalen Ramsey. I'd feel better about them if they had Keenan Allen.
I'd feel better if they called up Terron Armstead and said, come play left tackle for us. We'll pay you $15 million.
They could do both.
They could do both, but I'd make that call first. Even if it took 20, even if it took 20, I'd pay him that for 1 year. You got Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. Like, I am not interested in a receiver if there's no – I'm just not interested in a receiver if there's no insurance policy behind 77.
If it's a long-term answer at receiver, like if the Terry McLaurin thing ended in just horrific divorce and you could acquire him and he's going to be here this year and beyond – I would be up for that, but if they're signing Keenan Allen or even Amari Cooper for that matter, it would be a one-year deal. I'm with you guys.
Yeah,
I would turn over every possible stone for a tackle. Now, man, if you're paying Armstead, like let's say you did woo him out of retirement and you pay him a sizable chunk of change, that's the end of Broderick Jones here. Like, you are admitting defeat very early on Broderick Jones.
Well, I mean, I think that that's kind of how they operated this year. I mean, you've admitted a lot of things, and it was the end of a lot of things this season, and they're telling us that they're trying to go for it this year. I mean, Micah Fitzpatrick, the end of him, you know, just all the trades that they've made, and, you know, end of Najee Harris, the end of, you know, the quarterback situation last year. I think that's how they're trying to operate this year.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, hey, we have to cut bait. It is what it is. We're trying to win this year, and we'll figure it out next year. And hopefully some of these players that can win this year will be with us next year whenever we get our maybe young quarterback.
I say I would do it instead of a wide receiver. And to your point, they're not afraid.
No.
I mean, they moved off of Kenny Pickett after 2 years, right. First-round quarterback. So they could wave the white flag on Broderick Jones. If I were to do that, I'd place the call to an Armstead, right? Hey, what do you think? Just as an example, hey, you thinking about maybe coming back, but what would it take? I wouldn't do it until I saw Broderick play some preseason games, though. Because if you move on from him, now you're opening up all kind of questions going into next year. And if he would perform up to expectation level, That is a big worry that Omar Khan doesn't have to think about. Now, I think we're closer to him being a bust than not.
Well, Pat, I would try to do it now so I can get, like, especially a veteran that has somewhat retired or hasn't played in a while.
Get him in shape.
Get him in shape here, and I'd have him as a backup. And then if, you know, Broderick doesn't work in the first 3 weeks, then it's like, all right, insert veteran there. But I would get him, try to get him in there now so they can get some reps.
You're not getting Terron Armstead unless he's starting, though. Like, he's not going to come here and sit for 3 weeks.
That's why I couldn't do it now.
But I think, I mean, there seems to be a cleansing of the memory banks regarding Broderick Jones every single year when the year starts. Were they not close to claiming him as a bust when he split time with a rookie last year, would have lost the job if Faltano didn't get hurt? When Tomlin was basically MFing him to the media? I mean, right? Like, you remember this? This happened. This isn't like
it's a pretty good
fake.
Point.
We're not, you know, watching our history books
here. First round swing tackle. You're right.
I mean, they seem to have this blind faith that he's just going to resurrect himself into a bona fide starting left tackle. It boggles my mind. I don't watch him every day. I don't see the physicality. I'm not in meetings with him. But all I see when game tape rolls are mental errors, penalties, and busts and sacks. That's what I see. And occasionally he'll bulldoze somebody in the run game. Great. Play right tackle. Like, I just, for all the moves they've made, and I give them credit for it, to not have anything for this one to me is just, it is mind-boggling.
One thing on Broderick Jones. Mulsey brought this up yesterday. Mulsey's like the PFF guy. I think he pays for like the extra subscription.
Mm. Good for him.
Yeah. Mm. He's making that big afternoon drive money. Dylan Cook is a higher graded player over the course of his career at tackle than Broderick Jones has been through his career so far. That ain't good. All right, you guys ready to cover your ears? You ready?
Who's on the move? Another major league trade presented by Globe Airport Parking.
I'll tell you, I love Globe Airport Parking. Big fan of Globe Airport Parking. You want to go to the airport, you want to park, Globe is the way to go. Francis Romero, who's broken a ton of trades over the years, he tweeted out just moments ago, the Yankees and Pirates were in talks about David Bednar this past weekend. No deal was reached, according to sources. Well, we would know about it if it was. Pittsburgh was asking to be seeking a three-player return for David Bednar.
Three active? Like, or three major league players? Or
good question. I'm gonna tweet at Francis Romero right now and ask him. We'll let you know what he says if he replies after the break. Any Pirates rumors that come across on the social media, we'll bring to you. If the Pirates make a deal, of course, we will break in and get into it. 412-928-9370, the number to call. You think the Steelers need another tackle? You got all kind of money to spend if you're Omar Khan. Is that what you'd spend it on? 412-928-9370. We'll get into that a little bit more coming up next. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm having an argument on the text line. Texter writes in, Steelers are paying Metcalf $32 to $40 million per year the next three seasons. They can't bring another wide receiver who will command that same money in McLaurin. That would be imbecilic. Stop even mentioning the notion. Sure they can. They're not paying a quarterback. They got a ton of cap space next year and beyond. Cincinnati's doing it. Same with the Eagles. Then they write in the Bengals and Eagles can do it because they haven't allocated 66% of their salary cap to the defensive side of the ball. So hold up just real quick. This guy's saying the Steelers have allocated too much money on the defensive side of the ball. I'm now saying that if McLaurin's available, you get him and pay him. And now he's telling me you can't?
Mm-hmm. I think you can.
You can pay him?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Of course you can. They don't spend enough money on offense. Okay, bring in Terry McLaurin. Well, you can't do that. You're spending too much money on defense. I can't talk to people like that.
I wouldn't follow the Bengals' lead.
I do agree with that.
And getting your quarterback killed and having two great receivers.
Meanwhile, Harry, we've got this guy named Dwayne who is continuing to call up, and then you put him on hold, and then he drops off?
133 times within 60 minutes, he's called.
Within 60?
While he was on hold, he dialed again.
Oh.
Well, what if it's Caboli?
Should we put him on?
Sure.
Dwayne, what's up, man? Hello. Hey, Dwayne, how you doing?
How are you?
Okay, very good. That went against my better judgment, and I paid for it with bad radio, is what happened there.
Nope. Sorry, Dwayne.
I threw up a Twitter poll. If Dwayne's going to call back, just turn your radio down and then talk when we address you. I put up a Twitter poll. The Steelers have money to spend. What would you like to see them spend it on? 53% of people so far saying wide receiver. 38% saying tackle. Only 8.8% saying safety. I feel like going into camp, it would have been probably a dead 50-50 split wide receiver and safety. I don't know that people were worried about tackle.
Yeah.
He called back. He's on hold twice now. Look at him.
I don't know what to do with that.
How's he on hold twice?
So he dials, and then he'll pull the keypad back up and then dial again. Like,
I wonder if something's wrong with Dwayne's phone there.
Or he's just messing with you.
Could be. A nice little bit that Dwayne's playing on Harry Callis. Yeah, tackle has all of a sudden become the story. And Broderick Jones expected to practice today, according to Mike Tomlin, but might not. There is a good sign. And look, we take it all for a grain of salt. Doran, you've taught me a lot about this. And Tunch and Wolf, too, through the years. Like, look, practices are important, and you want to evaluate what you see in practice. You can't make these wide, sweeping generalizations based on one practice. But by all accounts, Troy Faltanu did look good yesterday. And he's going up against T.J. Watt and I guess held his own a little bit. So I think that is a good sign. If we're going to point out all the negatives with Broderick Jones, I think it's only fair to point out that Troy Faltanu, he crushed himself afterwards, said he wasn't good enough. Mike Tomlin actually said he played pretty well. So I think that's a good thing to point out.
Yeah, I mean, you could put waste stock on practice. You can waste stock on games. But I think in Broderick's situation, there's too much body of work to not put too much stock into practice. Like, there's some players, it's like, all right, they haven't had that many reps. I'm not going to, you know, even like Caleb Johnson. Like, I'm not going to put too much stock into what he did in practice yesterday. Yeah. He hasn't had that many reps. But I've seen Broderick Jones start NFL football games, and I've seen him have the same issues. And the same issues in year three are popping up on day one of training camp. That's no good.
Yeah.
Just no good.
Was there a practice that you remember where you were like, oh, I figured out this whole college football thing? I mean, they kind of moved you around a bunch, so you're doing like a million different things, jack of all trades. Was there a practice where you're like, oh, okay, I'm here to play some college ball?
Yeah, it was almost immediately, but it never came together. But I always knew that I was faster than everybody. So I was like, if I just beat somebody like with one step, I'm like, it's over.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah, just faster than everybody. You know?
I was going to ask you, I'm not sure it ever clicked.
That wasn't
fair.
Wow.
No, I mean, it clicked. I knew more than anyone else. I mean, I knew what was happening. It was getting my body to actually do it that was the hard part. But I knew that I could go out there and win. It wasn't always going to be pretty, but I knew what I was doing. And mentally, that was my edge. But
was there a day where you were like, "Wow, holy cow, it all clicked for
me"?
Yeah,
I checked a run in like my second practice without being like told to, and I got yelled at for doing it. But I was correct in checking the run based on the numbers and what we wanted to do. And from then on, I was kind of hooked at that stuff, right? The adjustments and the game within the game. Right.
When Doran had a step, was it pretty yummy? Just going to lob it up to that guy?
Yeah. I mean, I threw to him a lot over the course of the years. I mean, it wasn't lob it up. It was like, get it to him as fast as possible so he can just run away from everybody. But you know, like his journey was so weird. Like, I literally played against him in practice, with him in practice, at different positions. You know, like...
Did you ever hit him?
No, you're not allowed to hit the quarterback.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
But Craig Bokar did.
Although, how about this? West Virginia's quarterbacks in camp, they're live.
Yeah, you did say that.
You can hit them. Means you're in a great place. That's neither here nor there. But that wasn't the case back then.
No, we were... Well, we had some scrimmages where we were live with Coach Wanstead. Absolutely, we did.
And you were never playing linebacker, and you're coming on a blitz, and bang, right in the back of 19.
Yeah. It might have happened, but I don't recall him hitting me specifically. By the time that I think you played 1 year a linebacker in 07, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you were a tight end in 08.
Mm-hmm.
But you were not utilized.
In basically the same offense that we had.
Except for, and you and Billy had the big connection in 09, but I threw to you a lot in 08.
Oh, yeah.
Like I knew where number two was.
You got to start it in the best bowl game ever in the
3-0 game.
Yeah, two straight seams.
He said he knew how to win. He said it wasn't always pretty.
We lost.
That's right.
We lost.
Yeah, 3-0.
We attempted a 57-yard field goal into a 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Listen, you guys lost by three. I haven't seen the Steelers be competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. You find the silver linings where you can. And honestly, given what I had heard off the air, what happened the night before, I mean, losing by three ain't that bad. Fan hotline, I'm going to sidestep that. Brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up next, Pat Bostic revealed something off-air that we need to bring onto the air. Not as disgusting as what Mark Caboli has going on. We're going to quiz Callis before the hour's up. If the Pirates make a trade, we will let you know. If there's any moving and shaking that would affect the Pirates, we will let you know. Also, the Hall of Fame game tonight. So still a lot of ground to cover. Jeff Hathorn at 9:35. The Hall of Fame game is tonight. If the Pirates make a trade, we will tell you about it. If there are any trades made around Major League Baseball, we will tell you about it. And in fact, you'll hear this sounder. It'll alert you, everyone in the tri-state area. It'll alert you that the move has been made.
Who's on the move? Another Major League trade presented by Globe Airport Parking.
Kind of hurts.
I think that actually bleeds over onto 100.7 Star and Y108.
Loud.
Yeah, it is loud. So you'll hear that if the Pirates make a trade, and if any rumors should come across our timelines or we get any inside information, we'll pass it along to you. But tonight is the Hall of Fame game, which I sort of equate to New Year's Eve, but in the football world. Like New Year's Eve, you get all geeked up. You're excited. You're putting on your Sunday best. You're getting your sparkles and you're trying to dress flamboyantly and you're doing a whole thing.
That's what you do?
Yeah, you put the beads on and all that kind of stuff. You know, you have sounders, that kind of deal.
You
got the goofy party hats on.
You put glitter on?
Which there's glitter around. Those party hats suck with those strings.
Yes.
They always like kind of cut in your neck. But then you go out and you're like, oh, this sucks. Like, it never lives up to expectation. I get so geeked up for the Hall of Fame game every year. If I make it past quarter one, and NBC's lucky.
Yes, same.
So we got to bet on quarter one. We got to find some props.
Well, I've been saying this for 2 days now. I would take all the overs of all the quarterbacks, the rushing overs, because it's probably going to be around 10 yards, and things are going to break down, and guys like Taylor Heineke, Hendon Hooker, Trey Lance. They're gonna run. So I'm taking all the overs of the quarterbacks.
Do you guys think that we have only seen one padded practice? I'll form it as a question. Who do we think right now, who's gonna be like the star of Steelers preseason?
The star of Steelers preseason for me, outside of Will Howard. Let's kind of just put him to the side. Outside of Will Howard, I am going to say his counterpart. Jack Sawyer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Jack Sawyer.
Roman Wilson.
Roman?
I like that. I hope that's true.
He figures to play a lot.
Yep.
I hope that's true.
And if Will Howard is playing well, it's because Roman Wilson is playing well, and he's receiving the football from him.
I think the obvious one is one that you bypassed, and that's Will Howard, for all the reasons you brought up for the Hall of Fame game tonight. Like, he's going to be playing behind third-team offensive linemen on a team that we know doesn't have a lot of offensive line depth. Like, back in the day, you'd have B.J. Finney leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
B.J. Finney be leading the way for those third-teamers. He got meaningful snaps, played pretty well in regular season games for the Steelers, and maybe someone will assert themselves to be that guy. But stuff breaks down. That dude ran a ton at Kansas State, and he's big, and he's strong, and I could see, hey, it's kind of fast out here. This covered up, that covered up. Oh, blindside pressure. Got bang.
It. Yep.
20-yard run. Lowers the shoulder on a safety.
Can I give a second person?
There are no rules.
Ben Sauls.
Ooh.
Ben Sauls? I think Ben Sauls does so well because, you know, like, I mean, the Steelers probably, there's going to be a game where they don't score a touchdown. So I think Ben Sauls does so well that that he gets picked up for another team to be a starter at the end of preseason.
That's a great prediction.
Could you get a sixth or seventh round pick for Sauls? Because if you did, I think that that's ultimately a good development for the Steelers.
Maybe. That's how I would look at it. But, I mean, you're probably going to maybe keep him on a practice squad, probably offer him the league minimum on a practice squad for him to stay, or somebody's going to call and be like, no, we're going to sign him to the active roster, and he's probably going to go and be a starter somewhere.
Yeah.
I told that to his face, too. I was like, that's what's going to happen to you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's a giant leap to think that guy could be a top 10 kicker.
Someone
will
have you know, groin injury or calf strain or something, and they need a kicker to start the season, that's where he's going to get his opportunity.
Yep.
Maybe you get something for him, maybe you don't, but it's more likely I think you do.
Is it obvious I'm incredibly distracted over here?
Yes.
I'm trying to find game props for tonight.
They're not out yet, I don't think.
You can't get player stuff right now.
Right.
But can I get a little LA Chargers plus 114 first quarter money line? Baby, let's go.
Don't hate that.
Trey Lance.
Going in blind, though.
Taylor Heineke.
Very blind.
We know who's starting at quarterback. That's all I need. The incredibly talented Lance.
Hendon Hooker.
Oh. He's also incredibly talented.
Yeah.
I mean, plus 114 for a first, yeah, for well a first quarter. I'm going to throw a little sprinkle on that.
It'll probably 0-0, but.
Sprinkle, by the by, is all that's left of Pat Bostic's back hair.
Right.
After your wife said you should get your back
waxed. That
was
a really good transit. She did. I did it. I don't think I'll ever do it again. It really hurt.
Does it continue to hurt?
It's irritated, yeah.
Do you have chest hair?
Mm-hmm.
A lot?
Did you get your chest done?
No.
So you just got your back?
Yeah.
Just the back, not the chest.
That's actually what most guys do that have those.
They get their chest.
Not always, no. I don't want to be like...
You just brought up the reference from 40-year-old virgin. That was his chest.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't do that.
You probably look like a black and white cookie, man. Like,
no, I don't. I have blonde hair.
I would make fun of you more, but when we go to the beach every year, like I have this tuft of hair in the small of my back.
You know it comes back thicker when you trim it?
I do.
Waxing actually pulls it from the root, which hurts.
I have had my chest waxed before because of a fantasy football bet.
Okay. I lost a bet to my wife.
You didn't lose a bet. It's just happy wife, happy life kind of thing.
She made you do it.
Mm-hmm.
She was sick of looking at it.
No. I asked her to buzz it, and she said, why don't you just get it waxed? It'll last longer.
Yeah, because she didn't want to
She's done it a bunch of times.
She's sick of it.
I don't think of Pat as a hairy guy, like an overly hairy guy.
I'm not.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to have... I was getting a little bit bothered by the back hair.
Hmm.
Sure. So I tried it.
There's no... Listen.
How are you getting bothered by
the
back hair?
Have you ever gotten a pedicure?
Yeah.
A manicure? Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I've never done it.
You should do it.
A pedicure?
Okay, what's the difference?
Because you're getting massaged.
They put you in that chair, then they'll do the feet?
Yeah.
Oh, a good foot massage?
I've never done that. I've been told by many to do it.
Do it.
So perhaps that'll be the next step in my self-care routine.
Mm-hmm. Depending on,
I'm thrilled that we can share this with the listening audience and have fun.
I'm
with
sure
it.
They're thrilled.
I'm not the one that's having people offer to install my bidet.
We've got Quiz Callus coming up next.
Moved off that one.
No, we're not done. I don't want to derail the show too much.
Did you say Harry?
But depending,
that's my name.
Depending on where you go to get a pedicure, you might have a situation like I had when I went, where they were speaking. The people who work there, a different language.
Yes.
And they kept looking at my feet, and they're laughing, and they're saying things. Yeah. And I was really unsettled by that.
Were you unsettled?
I was, because
Was your mouth moving a lot?
Yeah.
That's what I do. And I'm a face toucher whenever I'm nervous, which is like 95% of the time. And they were definitely cutting up on my feet.
For sure.
I don't have big feet. I don't have weird-looking feet, but I have like hairy hobbit toes. And I'm guessing that was the subject of the conversation.
Hairy hobbit toes? Yep.
Can you describe what that means?
Why don't you show them?
All right.
No.
Do not put your feet out.
Yeah,
no, don't do it. Do not.
I've seen them before. You made me look at it. Everybody else should look at it.
Well, he got caramel toes over here. He's bragging about the state of his feet. He's going to start an OnlyFans.
I am.
You remember the day?
I already have.
A couple years ago, you threw your smelly shoes into the booth.
Yep.
Caramel toes.
I do.
It was gross.
We got caramel toes over here.
Texter, as a female listener, I'm thrilled you guys are talking about this. Maybe some more guys will follow suit. Look at you opening eyes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that reinforcement. It really hurts right now.
Sam is too nice to tell you to your face that she's sick of your back hair.
I looked at her this morning and I said, why did you do this to me? It really hurts. I feel like I have welts on my back. I feel like I have been punished.
My wife's a little bit more subtle, where like my stocking at Christmas had mouthwash in it.
Oh.
So she's not saying, but she's saying.
Yep.
Yeah. Any Pirates rumors, we'll bring them to you right here. Jeff Hathorn on all the Pirates trades at 9:35. But coming up next, it is our Most popular segment of the week, Quiz Callus. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. That music means it's time to Quiz Callus. We will break into anything we are talking about to talk about the Buccos if they should make a trade on today's trade deadline day. But this is the highest rated segment we do. It's a big deal. People love to see if Callus is paying attention to our show, if he's paying attention to sports. Tonight's the Hall of Fame game. Doran, let's quiz some Callus.
Callus, on this week's edition of Quiz Callus. The Hall of Fame game is tonight. Excuse me. We got the Chargers and the Lions. So, your trivia is Chargers and Lions trivia plus two bonus questions.
How many in total?
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Should I be terrified? Nine. Is this?
There's 10.
So we got 10. What are we setting the over-under at?
2.
Oh, man.
Is this like history of the two teams or the two teams this
year? You're
season?
About to find
it's
out.
Both. It's both. And then there's two bonus questions.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
Who is the Lions head coach?
Dan Campbell.
There's one.
Boom.
Good job. Number two. Who is the Chargers head coach?
Jim Harbaugh.
There you go.
Yeah, Crowley's setting the over-under at 2.
I said it.
Wasn't me.
I said it. Who is the Lions regular season starting quarterback?
The Lions?
The Lions.
Jared Goff.
There you go.
John Kitna.
John Kitna.
Dan Orlovsky.
Dan Orlovsky.
Mike McMahon.
Who is the Chargers regular season starting quarterback?
Justin Herbert.
Wow.
Oh, dude, man. Guy's on fire. He's on a heater,
man,
ladies and gentlemen.
You are on a heater.
Harry
okay.
Football.
Okay. I like
Harry
it.
Harry Football.
I like it. Which of the two teams does Najee Harris play for?
The Chargers.
Oh, man. He is undefeated. He's undefeated. This He's got everyone easy. Right.
What part easy. Of his body is currently injured?
Well, he was in a fireworks accident, but again, that's not part of the quiz. This is Doran's quiz here.
He's so all Doran, over.
Boom, boom, roasted.
He is all over.
Boom, roasted.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who is the former? Whoa. Who is the former tight end of the Chargers that's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend?
Doy. It's I don't Doy. Know that one.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Take
Antonio
you guess.
Gates.
Yes.
Thank you, Pat.
Antonio Gates.
Does that count?
No, that does not count. Who is the former Lions receiver that got inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2021?
Calvin Johnson.
Wow, good job.
Man.
Good job.
Batting like 92%
okay.
right now.
Okay. Who is the former...
E. Brian Hayes in Cincinnati.
Who is the former Lions running back that got inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2004?
Come on.
Arguably
That's
the
not
best...
Barry Sanders? No.
Arguably the best running back of all time.
Dude, be confident.
Adrian Peterson?
God, you
no.
be confident.
He played for the Vikings.
Be confident.
Barry Sanders.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. Good job, Callus. Good job.
Trust
All right.
yourself.
You did very well on that section of the quiz, Callus. But we have two bonus questions. Are you ready? Bonus number one. Who are the two former Pitt players that are candidates for the 2026 Hall of Fame?
Jordan Addison? No.
Wait,
are we talking
he's
about?
He's in his third year in the league. We're talking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, the Pro Football
Hall of Fame.
What Hall
Ohio.
Of Fame did you think I was thinking
I
of?
Didn't
the college?
Know if Pitt had a Hall of Fame or not.
We do have a Hall of Fame, and
I didn't know if they'd be put in it. Okay, so two former Pitt players that. Okay. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
You got to guess, man.
One's Dan Marino's already in the Hall of Fame.
One's a receiver.
Right? Yeah,
one's a receiver and runs a running back.
They would have had to have retired fairly recently.
Larry Fitzgerald?
That's one.
Boom!
That's one. Okay. Who's the running back?
The running back. Don't tell me.
I won't.
Jeez, don't tell me.
I won't.
Don't tell me.
I won't.
I don't know. Tell me.
You gotta guess.
I don't know any Pitt guys.
You don't know any Pitt running backs.
Well, Izzy Abanikanda used to be really good.
You think he's getting inducted into the Pro Hall of Fame?
No, he's not getting into the Pro Hall of Fame.
You don't know any other Pitt running backs. It's literally running back you.
Played for the Eagles, played for the Bills, Chiefs, Bucks.
Oh.
13-9.
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
LeSean McCoy.
Does that invalidate the entire performance from him?
No.
LeSean McCoy.
He goes, no.
Man, you couldn't have get you could. Oh my gosh! All right,
I guessed him one time. Oh, we're not done yet.
One more bonus question.
Jordan Addison sent me guys.
I mean, me too. Ready for the last question? Bonus question.
Suspended for the first three games, but he.
Who are the three former Steelers to be inducted into the Steelers Hall of Honor in December?
Ben Roethlisberger, okay. Joey Porter,
okay.
Marquise Pouncey.
Bang, bang. Let's go.
Very good.
Good job.
You know, not only is this a highly rated segment, you're making him a better professional as a result. This is equal parts a test, but also coaching and development.
I mean, he was going very well until the Jordan Addison comment.
I'm not big into the college stuff. I started following Pitt heavily, though, when I started working here, and I know all those guys.
But
not all of them.
This was the Pro Football Hall of Fame 2026 candidates.
I know. It's
okay. And Jordan Addison's going into his third year.
And he's not going to play.
Why focus what I he's felt on? You play. Set the over under at 2. He's not I got like 10.
You actually got 13 out of 14, because I think it even went further than that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I miscount.
No, I did.
No.
I was trying to put our guy over. Jordan Addison.
Yeah. I think that takes 2 off the board for him.
Hey, Callis, there's a plethora of Pitt running backs that are great. Who do you think is making the Pro Hall of Fame or is a candidate in 2026? Oh, I know Izzy Abanikanda played for Pitt.
Yeah.
What?
Quadri Olison.
Yeah.
Aaron Hall.
Desmond Reed.
Shane Brooks.
Shane. SB.
SB. Lerod Stevens-Halling.
I am proud of my performance.
You should be.
Thank you.
You did well.
All right. Aaron Rodgers talked yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, also spoke to reporters before camp. How's he feeling about the way things are going so far? His relationship with Arthur Smith will start there. If there's any Pirates trades, we'll break the news to you right here on 93.7 The Fan. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 82, low of 65. 65% chance of rain. If you are planning on going to Steelers camp and enjoying this nice mild July weather,